Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got a total unit. McLaren is a guy that is a significant winner in one-on-one matchups. We better do a really good job of thoughtfully managing our exposure to him. They've done a nice job of tooling their secondary in recent years with top-quality draft talent.
Mike Tomlin there on a couple of Washington things to think about. McLaren is what he called Terry McLaurin.
That's kind of weird because you'd think McLaurin would be a guy he'd have a lot of respect for because the dude's balled out every year in the league.
And he said tool in their secondary. They did. They brought in Marshawn Lattimore, but he will not play in this game because of a hamstring
injury.
He
has a real hamstring injury, not a Davante Adams hamstring injury.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That voice belongs to Chris Mueller, as he was referred to by Washington Radio this morning. I don't know if you heard that, Mark, and Mark Cabali in studio with us as well for the next hour.
What would you
hour.
Say the voice that people are hearing when he talks sounds like, Mark?
Wow. I was going to say, I think you need a hot toddy or something.
I'd love one.
And show the PM team with Pony and Mueller in Pittsburgh. And he
there is a
now.
Chris Mueller.
There was the other Chris Mueller who did sports here.
Got and then, on Joey Porter's bad side.
No, that was actually me because we thought it was him.
Well, he's the guy that broke the news that he got into that fight after the Dolphins playoff game.
And then
game.
I thought Porter was confronting me thinking I was him. Turns out, no, Porter was confronting me thinking I was me.
I wasn't paying attention. What did they have to say about Chris Mueller on Washington
Radio?
I
was a guest on there, and they said from the award-winning Pony and Mueller show. And Chris said, those guys love me. I'm on their show all the time.
No,
and I'm
hold on. Again, more lies from you. I said, don't act like I don't know who the junkies are or whatever. I've been on their show as a guest.
But you said it like, oh, the junkies love me, like in Animal House when they showed up to see that band and the dude goes, oh, yeah, Otis loves me.
No. I said I've been on the show before. Don't act like they're too big of a deal for me. They booked me before, and then they probably called me Chris Mueller back then, too.
What about the Grant and Danny show? Because they wanted me to come on. Actually, right now.
The last time we had Grant, we had Grant Paulson on, who I think is related to Scott Paulson. He's his nephew.
Scott Paulson is his uncle, yes.
Pony was just grilling him. Remember when that Washington team plane was at the airport here years ago? Pony was grilling him as to whether or not Washington was interested in trading for Mike Tomlin.
I created that rumor, and I take credit for it. I did on the radio with these guys this morning. I mentioned that. So
you lit the fire out of nowhere and then just walked away while it was burning.
Well, I've known people that lit fires like that, then came back and denounced the rumor that you started in the first place.
You know, for a fact, somebody has started a rumor on their own and then said, yes. How could you possibly fall into that
rumor? We might have just talked about this person before.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we went on the air,
yes, I know who that is.
Okay.
Mark, why is it that Tomlin's defenses do so well against dual threat quarterbacks? That's why I'm not really worried about this game. I don't think Jaden Daniels is going to look like the jack of all trades, do everything quarterback that he's been so far this year.
Oh, boys, got breaking quick news about this game. Brian Robinson out.
Oh, good. So they're number one running back.
So their specialist or their receivers, running backs are even worse now than we're.
Yeah.
Robinson was their leading.
What I'm saying is they don't have many weapons.
They got Austin Eckler and Chris Rodriguez now on the backfield.
Their offense
and then
has been
ancient
Daniels.
Zach Ertz.
And you got Ladd McConkey or McCaffrey, whatever
his
name
is. They got Noah Brown, who the Steelers could have tried to grab, yeah. So Olamide Zaccheaus.
So you're basically looking at Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels as your pretty much your entire offense.
Like last night with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, I would say Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. Maybe he'll click ahead of those.
I would agree with that.
I mean, McLaurin's on pace for a year where he's going to have like about 1,150 yards and 12 touchdowns.
You should be able to take away one guy.
Should be able to, yeah.
Mark, what's been the secret sauce to doing it against
these different
young quarterbacks and these dual threat quarterbacks?
Well, the young quarterbacks, a lot of that was with the Dick LeBeau back in the day. Now, you look what they did with Dorian Thompson-Robinson last year.
They lost, but that was because the offense was so bad that it got Matt Canada fired.
So it wasn't very spectacular. They let him produce more than he should there. But a lot of it was scheme-wise, at least with Lamar Jackson. I don't know if they would scheme him up as much as they do against the Ravens with some of the bigger personnel right there. So I'm not sure how you approach
like bigger personnel, like keep Landon Roberts in the game more, stuff
like
that.
No, I'm talking about they normally would have three defensive linemen and basically five linebacker type of situations. Well, I don't even know they'll do that with Lamar this year because they got Patrick Queen to hypothetically run with Lamar Jackson, but that's probably a part of it this week. You're going to have Patrick Queen being able to. They don't like to spy on anybody, so I don't think Queen will be totally looking out for him. But I think Jaden Daniels is in a different category, I think, than most of these younger quarterbacks we see, or even some of the.
How so?
Because I think he can throw on the. I mean, with Lamar Jackson, how many times has he played against the Steelers where it meant something and he was on this run that he's been on? You know, the MVPs, the 25 touchdowns through eight games. I don't think he's really been at that level where the game meant something and they were able to shut him down, maybe a handful of times. But I think Jaden Daniels'
ability. Well, how about the game where T.J. Watt broke up the two-point conversion, or even the game last year where he threw the interception to Joey Porter in the end zone?
Those are some bad. Was it the two-point conversion you were talking about? That?
Well, that was when Watt broke that up. That was in Ben's last year.
Yeah, that was a terrible decision, if I recall.
And so was the Joey Porter Jr. interception.
Yeah, but I'm just saying those weren't – I don't think the majority of them are like that. So they do got something on Lamar. As for Jaden Daniels, I just think he's a different animal. I mean, I think he's more looking – even though he does scramble for a ton of yards, I think he leads the league in scramble yards.
He does.
But the Steelers are on the flip side of that. They have allowed the least amount of scramble yards. So they try to keep him in the pocket. They do their mush rush type of stuff, let him throw the ball down the field. If you're able to let him throw the ball down the field and eliminate the scrambling type of situation, that's where you have a big advantage on him. But I think Jaden Daniels, like I said, is a little bit of
a
different
he throws it well, man. Yeah. I think that's the thing. That he's patient. He doesn't put it at risk too much. And
that's what Lamar had a problem with when some of those games you were mentioning.
I think the guy's
where
interception rate's like under 1%. That's real good.
Yes, but Chris, don't you think eventually the clock is going to strike midnight and he's going to look like a rookie? Even great quarterbacks that are veterans have two or three bad games a year. You know what? I'm going to play that clip again just to piss you off.
They face the Commanders on Sunday. Andrew Filippone hosts the afternoon show, the PM team with Pony and Mueller in Pittsburgh,
yes.
And he joins us now. What's
the best part about that is
17 hours ago on Twitter, hold on, Mark, two can play this game. The MVP, in quotes, is going to be 6-4 tomorrow morning with losses to the Raiders and Browns plus the Bengals at home. I guess I have a different definition of most valuable.
He had a perfect passer rating after I tweeted that with three touchdowns and 197 yards passing, Mark. You can't make it up with me.
Well.
You really can't.
I'm just trying to get into your mind right now when you're on the air with these guys in Washington, and they introduce you like that. The first thing that goes through your mind is, man, I got to record this. I'm going to really shove it down Malzi's throat.
You wouldn't
that's
think
first
that.
Thing if, think, first thing
you
to
wouldn't
come to your
think
mind.
That if you were in well, my
hold
shoes.
On, Mark. I mean, that's the first thing to come to your mind.
Mark, the worst part is he like did like a Jedi mind trick on me, like a chess master, and he started a little conversation knowing that I would butt in somehow. And like try to get one over on him only so he could play that in context. That's okay. The worst part.
How many years you guys been together?
It's already entering
since
like
2018.
Old, yeah, it's already entering old marriage territory.
Yeah, it's getting bad if you already know how you're going to react before you even do it.
I just bottom line quickly here, Mark, to get back on subject a little bit. I do think the guy is really good, and I don't think he's playing the position at all like rookies play it.
I thought you were talking about Pony for a second.
No. No. I think Daniels is very good.
Yeah.
And the thing I have noticed the most that differentiates him from other rookies is, one, what they ask him to do isn't what you ask most rookies to do. And two, he backs it up by actually doing what they're asking him to do. Like, he just does not put the ball at risk very often, and he still hits big plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're 7-2 right now. But I think the Robinson injury might hurt them. And I just don't think they have a lot of skill players. I mean, their schedule has not been rough. I mean, they've only played
one top defense, and that was Chicago, and they didn't score a touchdown until the Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying here. And when you put that into effect and you're losing your best running back or arguably your best running back, and you only really have one top-notch receiver, and then that puts you in a very tough position where if you better go out there and you have to win the game for him, because if I'm the Steelers, I'm taking McLaurin away. I'm saying you beat us with the other guys or your legs, and we're good enough to – on defense to take your legs away from you. So that's why I think it might be a difficult situation for him Sunday.
Both teams have won 3 in a row. Mark will have a Pittsburgh game day with Josh Rountree filling in for Donnie Football because Donnie and Sarah are going to try to scalp tickets to the game. What do you guys think of that move? Solid?
Go for it.
Yeah, I agree. But that stadium is like a raw sewage plant. And it's not easy to get
it's
to.
It's a mausoleum, basically.
It sucks.
I've been there twice.
Is it the worst stadium in football?
I think now that Oakland's gone?
Well, are we talking about media?
No. I'm just saying, like, you walk in there, you're like, God dang, what a dump.
Yeah, it's in the dumpy area and the dumpy field, and the stands are very vertical, and the media's in the end zone. And I think it was 2000. I don't even know what year. Not last time they were there. They were there in, 15? But the time before that, I think we were there, and Dan Snyder made everybody pay $75 for internet.
$75?
That's price gouging.
God, he is a weaselly little piece of garbage.
That's what these politicians got to put a stop to, the price gouging.
The price of internet inside the old FedEx
Texas
stadium.
On the Edgar Snyder Associates Fan Text Line. We'll get Mark's thoughts on last night's game, too, when we come back. It's the PM team.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results.
And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.